Hello.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Haley Stringfellow.
Oh, Haley, sure. I should have recognized your voice.
It's okay. Very good. I understand you have a lot of people to talk to. I'm not the only one.
Well, it's ironical that you called because I was just looking at some of those case histories that you sent me.
Did you review my email by any chance?
Well, I saw the email where you, I think you it was a recap of our conversation. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, I saw that, and I saw the you outlined what some of the what some of, I think three of your programs are.
Correct. I did.
Yeah, I'd looked at that.
Wonderful. So, one moment, just a sec. Do you have any questions for me?
Not at this point. I'm still trying to educate myself on the whole concept of self-publishing. I just at this moment I was on the computer trying to work from the ground up on this concept because I don't know anything about online publishing, and I need to get educated.
Correct, and that's why I'm here. Would you like me to walk you through the entire process from start to finish? That how it's going to
Well,
look?
that might take a while. Why don't you do a little research, and we can talk at some future date, and I'll have some questions for you.
That would be fine.
But as I understand, you tell me if I'm. This is the impression I get thus far. Okay,
Yep.
a person can actually work through Amazon and self-publish, so to speak, their book, but a service such as your company provides all the ancillary and supplementary marketing help that would be needed to make it successful. Is that correct?
Well, part of it, precisely, yes, but we just not market the book. We will publish the book as well, okay, on different platforms, and we are going to play with those platforms to bring you results, okay? Because a lot of other companies, if you're going to go ahead and research them, they just simply don't care about an author selling copies. They simply charge the one-time fee upon their packages, get the tasks completed, and that's it. Get the book
I understand.
published and take their hands off. However, that's not the case while working with us. We go ahead, not only just publish the book, we help from start to finish. That includes editing, proofreading, formatting, cover, ISBN, barcodes, copyrights, publishing, distribution, marketing, etc. So we will cover everything from start to end, and that is it.
Okay. Well, let me kind of cut to the chase here. So what you're talking about is you're offering basically the services that a traditional publisher would offer, but in this case the author is paying for it up front. A traditional publisher decides to take on a book because he thinks he can make some money from it, for it, and
That's
if he really likes a lot of it, he might give an advance to the author, but that you can't count on that. So
correct.
what your service is you're saying to the author, if you think you got a pretty good book here, advance us $2,000 or $3,000 and we will get the whole thing in motion for you, and we
That's
will have no ownership whatsoever of your book. Because if I go to a regular publisher, that then they own the book. All I would get is royalties.
right.
If they want to sell it as a movie, that's they're going to benefit, not me so much.
You got it already. You're genius.
Well, no, I mean that's just what I've picked up thus far, is that your organization is a legitimate service. But what you're doing is you're saying you pay us up front, but on the back end if your book is successful, it's all yours. You're not paying us anything.
Correct. And it will be clearly mentioned in your contract if we are unable to make results or bring results for you or generate results for you, all the one-time fee that you've invested, depending on which package you select to go with, will be refunded back to you. Because we don't keep any kind of money until the author is getting benefited from it. You understand what I'm trying to tell you, right?
That's very interesting. I wasn't aware of that. Let me take this a step further. Mm-hmm. There's really no great incentive for your company if you took on a book that became a giant bestseller. Who's paying for printing these books?
Okay, let me explain you. Amazon and the other retail platforms are going to be printing the books for you, and we'll be shipping them to your buyer's physical address, okay? Now, there's a deal. If your book hits up the category of a bestseller, we are going to get rewarded by the platforms directly. That is how we work with the retail platforms. That's how we have a relationship built up with them.
When you say retail platform, you're talking about a bookstore?
I'm talking about Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Ingram's Park, and all of different, you know, providers.
Okay, so traditional bookstores and online bookstores.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So if let's say the book has some success and Amazon is printing the book?
Correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct. If someone
they're charging something for it. They're selling the book for $20 and they're sending me $5 or something, right?
Let me tell you. If you're selling a book for $10, it's just a rough example for you to understand, okay?
Yeah.
If you're selling a book for $10, they keep 30% for printing and shipping, and the remaining 70% falls to your account directly. That means $3 will be kept by them for printing and shipping the book to your buyer's address, and the remaining $7 will fall to your account directly.
So generally speaking, Amazon or the equivalent would get about 30% of the cover price. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I don't need exact figures. I'm just trying to understand the whole concept.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all very interesting, and it's curious to me that your company would make a commitment to return some of the money if there isn't some success.
Yes, that's right. That's correct. It's not some of the money, but the entire amount that you pay up front. So you get 100% of your money refunded back if...
Well, how can you do business that way unless you're selective about what books you take?
Well, to be very honest with you, there's none of the books that we accepted hasn't produced any numbers. And every client...
Okay, so let me ask you this. If I just had some really stupid concept, I mean, you know, I was going to, you know, wrote my own autobiography,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Would you at some point say, Jim, this is not really workable, we can't handle it?
Jim, I answered this question yesterday, and the answer is my team is going to go ahead and, you know, kind of go and share an editorial report with you at the very first stage, okay? So we're going to go ahead and share the editorial report in which we're going to analyze the weaknesses and the strengths of your book. So depending on that report, we are going to go ahead and give you a direction. If my team thinks we can improve the manuscript and it will be beneficial for both parties, then we go ahead and make the changes, okay? And if not, we go ahead and let you know that, look, Jim, these changes are necessary to bring numbers. Now, you will be the decision maker. If you want to follow our suggestions or if you simply want to walk out of the contract and get your money refunded back to you.
Okay. Well, that sounds very reasonable. I'm not sure I know how they can make money doing that, but that sounds reasonable.
Because we know whatever suggestions we give to our customers make total sense and are accurate. So our authors, 99% of our authors agree to our suggestions and recommendations, and they're like, yes, that makes complete sense, because the editor you will be assigned or you will be working with would not be any other kind of a local editor, you know. It will be, they will be the editors who will, who have idea working with the same category that you have your book written on. So what we're going to do is that we're going to go ahead and give you the editors and assign you the editors who hold an experience in your genre, in your particular field.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that. That's quite a commitment. I mean, it would take 5 or 6 hours just to read my book, my manuscript. I, it's curious to me that, that they would invest that kind of time, you know, with the possibility of having to refund the fee.
That's because, look, my editors hold an outstanding online presence, and they strictly work for their goodwill. They are also working with Wikipedia moderators, okay? The editors we have working with us hold quite, like, quite of an experience, so they cannot compromise on their experience. They report directly to you. They also write articles for New York Times, okay? So they have an experience, they hold an experience, they have an online presence, and they have a goodwill, which they cannot compromise. They are on their fixed income. They get their salaries on a monthly basis. So if you're getting your money refunded, they are not bothered about it, you know?
Because okay, you explained that very clearly. Thank you. That answered my question. Let me go back to a previous question I asked. So your company has really no ownership at all, not even 1% of anything, should the book be successful.
I didn't quite.
All you're doing is benefiting from the fact that, hey, we helped publish this great book, right?
Right.
So you can go to your sources and the people you work with and say, look, we were successful in helping this guy write a great book, and you can then go to other prospective authors and say, look, we made Jim's book a bestseller. Don't you want to work with us? Right.
Well, exactly. You answered your question yourself. We will have your book as a tool to promote our company as well. Okay, I'll be very honest with you. If your book goes well, if people see your book in colleges and universities, people will know that these publishers did this job for this particular person. So why not give them a try? You know, if this book goes well.
I get the picture. Explain to me, if you would.
I sure will.
We've still got these traditional publishers. We've got the traditional route of trying to secure a literary agent who will then mess with the book a little bit and try and sell it to a publisher who then will have editors work on the thing. And, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, your book gets published. That's the traditional way of doing things. Are most books still sold that way or not?
It's a way of tricking an author by the literary agents. I'll be very honest with you. While they're promoting your book and distributing your book, it involves cost. First of all, they tell their authors that there's no money involved. That's a lie, okay? While you're printing the book and putting them on the shelves involves the printing cost. I'm sure they're not the magicians that they are going to print the book without a cost, right? So in order to...
The literary agencies will charge take 15% of everything up front, royalties, everything, yes.
They tell people that they don't charge anything. I'll be very straight up to you, okay? They tell this, and I tell them that's a lie because later down the line, they make up the bill somewhere about off $25,000 to $30,000 easily for printing and distributing the books, which is a lie. And
wait a minute. Are you talking about the publisher or the literary agent?
Literary agents and the publishers because the literary agents work for the publishers, okay? They work for traditional publishers, and this is how they make money. When they charge $30,000 from an author for printing the books for the cost of worldwide distribution, what they do is that they keep half of the amount in their pockets, and the remaining goes to the publisher.
I'm not familiar with that $30,000 example. My understanding is that if you get a literary agent interested in your book, he or she will contact you, and if they take it on, there's a contract is signed, and the literary agency will receive 15% of all royalties that come to the author, including extra rights for movies or foreign sales or whatever. Then the literary agent has to sell the concept to a publisher, and then the publisher decides how much of the book's gross sales, how many of those dollars are actually going to go to the author, and of course the literary agent is taking 15% off of that. The publisher pays the literary agent, who then passes it along to the author. That's the traditional way.
I'll be honest with you again. What they do is they make the author sign the contract first. Everything seems good to the author. Then that's where they get to a point when tables starts to turn, okay? What they do is that they keep the ownership rights, first thing. You are not even sure, the author does not even know how many copies they sold, okay? Here, working with us in self-publishing, you will be able to monitor your sales yourself through your Amazon account, okay? We guide you. We get you logged into your Amazon account. And step by step, just like yesterday, I taught you how to use a mouse and scroll the messages down by using two of your fingers. In the similar manner,
yes.
I'm going to go ahead and guide you how you can monitor your sales yourself so that you know what kind of money you're making. You can have your calculator pulled up and check everything yourself. Working with them will give you no option like that.
I understand completely, Haley. That's a very good explanation. I understand that completely. Just for a moment, try and tell me what are the actual advantages to a traditional literary agent and Big Five publisher. What are the advantages of doing it that way?
The only advantage is their name, I'll be honest with you. No other advantage I can see or tell. Because just how you walk up into the store of Gucci and buy yourself a coat, which you can get from any other mall or stores with the same quality, okay, at a very reduced or discounted price. However, Gucci is a big name. So when you walk into the Gucci store or Armani store, you have to spend thousands of dollars. That's because of the goodwill they've created. And people
are...
You are
very good at making analogies. I understand that a name brand thing is going to cost you more at the traditional place of sale. In other words, if I wanted... You live in New York, right?
Yes.
Okay. So is the Brentano's bookstore on Fifth Avenue still there?
I'm sorry, what?
Is the Brentano's bookstore on Fifth Avenue still there, up in the 50s?
Yes, it is. And just for you to know, HarperCollins, have you heard of them? I'm sure you might have. Okay. What they do is... this is a recorded line. I shouldn't be telling you this, but I will because I care about your money more. What they do is that whatever I quoted you, they'll give you the same amount. I'm sorry, they'll give you the same services in the price of $15,000. You see the difference?
I know I get a lot less coming in that way. You're exactly right on that score. Yes.
Okay. I'll give you the exact
number. Yeah, so I guess what I'm trying to understand here, Haley, is that the last time I was in Brentano's was in 1976, okay? So that gives you an idea of what my scope is like, okay? That was the last time I was in Manhattan. All right. So a lot has changed in publishing in the last 40, 50 years. So I'm just trying to understand, nowadays are most books sold online now, or are they still sold at bookstores and retail brick and mortar outlets?
Most, after COVID, when everything went to digital world and the trend of book signings and the trend of bookstores and getting your books on the shelves has reduced, okay? Now, people are more into digital world because it's fast, effective, and easy. How long does it take to place an order? It takes hardly 10 minutes, and nobody is that interested in purchasing a book, and they will, first of all, pay for the fuel, get themselves in the car, go to a bookstore, purchase a $20 book. You know, that's a lot of hassle.
I understand. I thought you might have some actual figure statistics or something that 65% of all books are sold online or something like that. I wanted to get some perspective.
80%.
80%, okay.
80%. And out of those 80%, most of the copies are paperback copies.
Very good. Yeah, I know traditionally they'll print maybe 10,000 hardback copies, and then they'll go to paperback.
Hardbacks are now old-fashioned. They work absolutely fine for a kid's book. Why? Because there are less chances of tearing the book apart, because you know kids how they are when they get something in hand. They are kind of keen in tearing the books apart. So for kids, what we recommend is to go ahead and get the kid's book printed in hardcover format. However,
I've seen them in the library. The kids' books are pretty sturdy.
Exactly. That's because you know kids how they are. So, but as far as your book is concerned, paperback is completely effective, cost efficient, and the best way to go towards.
Well, tell me this, just so I can understand it. Mm-hmm. In the traditional world, if your book is accepted by one of the big five publishers, it is presumed that they have the clout, they have the juice to get that book placed in a lot of bookstores. That was the old idea, was that the big publishers, you know, have got the clout to get the books in the bookstores in the front window and, you know, displays and stuff like that. Isn't that correct?
You are correct, because that time was a different time. Like, you answered your question yourself. That was back in 1960s or 70s, where technology was not there at all, and people were kind of involved in conventional methods. Now, it's more kind of upgraded version, where people are kind of, everything has shifted towards, you know, digital marketing, you know? Everything is digitalized these days. Now it's 2000, and it's 2023, most importantly. You see the technology is advancing day by day. AI bots are here to take control of everything. So the old era is gone. It's now the era of getting yourself, and I understand you might not be that tech-savvy to, you know, use the computer or check any kind of things yourself, but that's exactly why we are charging the one-time fee to help you throughout, to walk you through, to hold your hand and walk you through the entire process from our end, from start to end. That's why
that's good, Haley, and I feel bad. I'm really picking your brain here. You're spending a lot of time with me, and I appreciate it. I want you to know that.
I'm just doing my job.
Take me through the online experience from the standpoint of a possible book buyer.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm looking for a let's say I like reading John Sanford books, and I want to go online and find some books like that. What is my process?
Okay, very simple. You go to internet, go on Google, or if you use Bing or Yahoo, go to any of those search engines, type in the name of the author along with the book, and hit enter on your keyboard. The very first thing you'll see is an Amazon link from where you can purchase the copy. You click on the Amazon link, and the whole new window is going to be in front of you. You'll see the book right in front of there, in front of your screen. You'll see the synopsis or the small blurb of the book listed so that you can read it and have an idea what exactly you're signing in for or signing up for, or what you're going to experience in this book. If you think that, yes, this book is what you are looking for and it catches your interest, you go ahead and select which format you want to purchase. You'll see three options: ebook, paperback, and hardcover. Let's suppose John is selling his book for $20 paperback, ebook version is sold for $10, and if a hardcover is sold for $30, you will check your balance in your statement which one of the following options you can afford. If you can go ahead and select, or if you want to go ahead and take advantage of a hardcover, you select the hardcover, put down your card details, place an order. Within the next 10 days, you will receive the hardcover to your residential address, whatever address you will put down as your address, and you can read the book. That book will be
printed. All right, now, let's back up just a little bit here. Now, I'm not interested in any particular book. I just want to look at books that are similar to Stanford's books.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Well, you go to Amazon, type in the category you're looking for. Let's suppose you're looking for sci-fi books. You click enter, and the top 5, 10, 15 suggestions will fall on the first page of Amazon. And whichever author is the bestseller author, you will find him on the first result. That is what marketing is all about.
The selection that I will get is based on the success of that book thus far, the number of copies it sold?
Yes.
So if somebody's starting out from zero,
mm-hmm.
How do they get visibility?
Okay, so that's what the marketing is, what we specialize in. We will be backlinking, mm-hmm. we will be doing search engine optimization, in which we will be ranking your keywords. Okay, that is paid marketing. A lot of authors are not aware of that because obviously inflation is on its peak, and you know nobody wants to spend a good chunk of money on marketing there.
Okay, I know what keywords are. I know what you're talking about
right there.
So
we will be ranking your keywords so that your book displays on the top searches of Amazon related to your academic category. Okay? So whenever a customer or a relevant author or a buyer types in something related to your book is going to pop up in his top few suggestions around in top three searches. Okay? So if...
Very good. That's...
Sorry.
Your explanation is excellent.
Thank you.
Okay. You've really educated me here.
Thank you.
Is there any material that you've got that this goes into a little more detail about what you just said?
Yes. And that's a contract. What I can do is that I can share a contract, but in order to share a contract, I would need to know which package you think you can afford. Is it a silver? Is it a standard or an elite plan?
I'd have to go back and look at my email, and I couldn't answer that question right now.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why you don't want to send three different contracts. Okay, well, that's really interesting, and you've apparently have got a number of case histories where you've had success with your authors, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd share them with you as well, so that just for you to.
Yeah,
know.
Well, you sent me some of those examples.
Yes, it's just that I can only go ahead and share a couple of links because not every author, because just how you will be signing the non-disclosure with me, I cannot just go ahead and share your book as an example to any other customer.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Oh, I agree. If I was one of your successes, I wouldn't want everything told about me either. Okay.
Exactly. So I shared the links, the approved links from my authors so that you can take advantage of it.
Very good. Now, one other question. Is your organization, is that a corporation or a What's the legal status of your company?
Well, I'm just the customer support representative here. I don't have kind of a fixed number here, but we have...
I don't need a number. Is it just, I wondered if it was a corporation, a private thing or a partnership, or I didn't know what it was legally.
Okay, it's a private firm, okay, and we have more than 200 employees working with us with a ratio of 40-plus in-house editors, 10 designers, website developers, and obviously publishing officers and publicists, along with influencers, marketing, which is obviously...
Okay, well, what is the actual parent name of your company?
It's Penguin Book Writers.
Penguin Book Writers. Does that have any relationship to the Penguin Publishing?
No, it does not. Like
okay.
I said,
okay.
We used to work with Random House back in the days of 2019, but there was a conflict through which we had to part ways. And now we have another firm named as Penguin Book Writers, and we've been operational since 2021.
Well, you'll understand that I need to do my due diligence in researching your company if I'm gonna consider going into business with you.
Of course, and that is why I'm giving you as much information as I possibly can from my end and walking you through each of the steps for you making a great decision for your own self, which is going to benefit you and our organization, and would be a mutual collaboration. If so.
Well, you've been very forthright, and I don't have any problems at all with anything you've said. Let me continue to work on this kind of thing, and we can talk in a couple of days.
Oh, absolutely. You take your time, do your due diligence. Weekend is all yours. In the next coming week, we can talk any day. If you feel like, you can ring me or email me or schedule a call according to your convenience. I have no issues.
Okay. And would you, if you could,
mm-hmm.
could you check your resources and see if you've got anything with regard to, how do I explain this? It's not a textbook, but this is a book that I think that teachers might want their students to read, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got any information on marketing that kind of a book, I'd be very interested.
I think I did attach the process with you. Again, I told you, we do not offer any kind of generalized marketing techniques. We will be customizing your marketing strategies once we read the books.
I understand that. I'm just saying that in my opinion, I think a lot of the potential for sales of this book might be through teachers saying to their students, okay,
mm-hmm.
this summer I want you to read this book. Go buy this book and read it this summer, and we'll discuss it in the fall. That kind of a thing. And if you are familiar with any other books that you've handled that,
mm-hmm.
that were in that genre, so to speak, I'd be very interested.
Great. I did share academic books with you. I'm going to go ahead and ask my team to share a couple of links if there are any with the acknowledgement of my clients, and I'll be happy to share them with you. If not, I would be able to share the other links that have an acknowledgement, which might give you an idea what we are capable of.
Okay, well, that's very good. I thank you for all the information and for taking time to answer my questions. That's really good. When we talk again, I'll try and make a decision on what package contract I'd like to see, okay?
Awesome. That would be fantastic. I'm going to give you a call around Wednesday, anytime, if that's okay. And
yes.
We can talk further. In that time frame, you can utilize doing your market research along with your due diligence.
Right, and I'll do my due diligence. Yes,
that is perfect.
Well, again, thank you so much for your time, Haley, and you have a
good
weekend.
You're embarrassing
all right?
me. You don't thank me. I'm just doing my job.
Well, I know, and you're sometimes you lay it on a little thick. I mean, you know, you're in sales, so I know.
I worked in sales
promotions. I know how it works, so I appreciate
sales,
your help.
You would have been on board by now. Trust me.
I beg your pardon?
If I was in sales, I would have taken you on board by now. I would.
Well, you're doing a pretty good selling job. I mean, I'll tell you that much.
I am just trying to put in as much information as possible from my end on the table so that you can go over it and make a wise decision, because there are a lot of scammers out there who would scam the best out of you. And we here practice to go ahead and tell every author whatever they deserve to know. I don't care about you getting on board with me or not, because whatever you're going to pay is not getting reflected in my account or in my pockets. So I really have no kind of motivation if it's kind of dollars, okay? Because I am on my fixed, you know, kind of salary, which I get paid.
Sure.
Even if you sign up or not. So it's not making a difference there. It's just that I'm trying to help you.
I appreciate that, and I'll speak to you next week, okay?
That sounds lovely. Take good care of yourself and enjoy your weekend. We'll talk on Wednesday.
Very good. Goodbye.
Take care. Bye-bye.